This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado released its first batch of wolves a month ago, and now there's a map that shows where they've been hanging out. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The map shows a 4,500-square-mile area centered around Kremlin. It's based on GPS collars on Colorado's 12 known wolves. That's the 10 wolves released in Grand County, plus two previously collared animals living near Walden. It confirms the recent arrivals haven't bolted into other states or onto the Front Range. It's also purposely vague, only showing watershed areas the wolves visited over the last month. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that's enough detail to inform the public without helping anyone illegally track or kill the predator. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State House Republicans are meeting this morning to pick a new minority leader. This comes after Representative Mike Lynch resigned from the position yesterday after outcry over a drunk driving conviction. CPR's Benta Berkland.
What's interesting here is that the caucus has so many new members, there's not really a clear heir apparent for the position. So they could be choosing between lawmakers who are sort of more traditional Republicans or further right representatives who might be willing to go further in trying to block Democratic work at the State House.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Denver International Airport's new West Checkpoint will open for a new soft launch on Tuesday. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
The new checkpoint includes 17 lanes full of the latest TSA screening technology. That means no passengers will have to take liquids or electronics out of their bags. Facial recognition technology will require travelers to present an ID, but no boarding pass, making screening more efficient. But construction isn't over. Once the new checkpoint is in full operation on February 6th, the airport will permanently close the North Checkpoint to continue construction on the Great Hall, which will wrap in 2027. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.